Hello, and thank you for joining us for Magnolia Conversations, a podcast that takes a peek inside Magnolia Glen, what our associates and residents are up to these days, and for now, how we're navigating the new normal, living with COVID-19. I'm Betsy Sykes, your host. Episode 2 features two conversations. We'll chat with Sharon Lee, Magnolia Glen's wellness director. He'll offer insight into how the Magnolia Glen wellness team is working hard to keep our residents engaged during the coronavirus pandemic. It's no easy task, especially in the days of social distancing and masks, but Sharon and his team have come up with some pretty creative ways to keep our wellness programs going while keeping our residents safe. But first, an update from Executive Director Jaime Pacheco. It's been almost 3 months since Magnolia Glen put in place measures to protect our residents and associates during the COVID-19 outbreak. We've made changes to our dining program, our wellness programs, even the way we handle package deliveries. Safe to say, we're getting the hang of it. But changes are on the horizon. North Carolina has entered phase 2 of easing certain COVID-19 restrictions to help revive the economy while protecting public health. It's called Safer at Home, and that means changes for our state and changes for Magnolia Glen. Jaime Pacheco, welcome.
Thank you, Betsy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's start with an update. How have things been going in the community since we last spoke?
You know, things have been going really well. I'm consistently surprised and proud of the focus and commitment that our associates are displaying during COVID, as well as the resilience that residents are displaying during COVID.
Moving on now to phase 2, what changes can we expect now that North Carolina has entered into phase 2?
You know, I appreciate the question because we've been focusing so much about what we can't do during COVID that it's nice to start finally talking about what we can do during COVID. But some things to keep in mind are that we're going to be focusing on proper hand hygiene, face mask use, and social distancing as we make changes during phase 2 at Magnolia Glen. But specifically for us, we've been really excited to start opening things up. So the salon is now open for manicures, pedicures, and haircuts. We are now offering wellness programming at the community, and residents are no longer being required to self-isolate in their apartment. So I think those three areas have been big wins for our residents and have improved their quality of life during phase 2.
And what is not going to change, at least not at this time?
Yeah, so things, you know, that aren't going to change are things that we really don't feel comfortable finding a way around our standards of face mask use, proper hand hygiene, and social distancing. So things like offering transportation outside of our community, unless it's medical appointments, will not happen. We're going to continue with our dining safety protocols. So meals will be continued to be delivered to each resident apartment. You know, it's really hard to have a meal in a dining room that's crowded without wearing a face mask. So those are some of the things that are going to continue during phase 2 protocols.
Will Magnolia Glen follow the state and county precisely in terms of these reopening protocols, and why or why not?
You know, not necessarily. I think that Magnolia Glen is always going to be compliant and consistent with any federal, state, or county guidelines and regulations associated with COVID. However, due to the high-risk nature of 100% of our residents, we're going to be much slower and much more cautious as we approach loosening up our protocols in light of the type of residents that we have at the community.
And is there any reason at this point that Magnolia Glen would tighten up restrictions again?
Sure. There's probably two reasons why we would have to go out and start communicating a tightening of restrictions. The first one would be if we have a positive case at the community. And the second one would be if the data around COVID locally starts to take a dip. And if that starts to change, we are prepared to start tightening things up immediately. But one thing I think I'd like to mention is that if we do have a positive case in our building, in our community, we have always been very adamant that transparency and open communication is important. So if that day does come, I wanted to be clear that we will be communicating that very quickly to all residents, associates, Wake County Health Department, and any adult children or family members that are associated with Magnolia Glen.
Jaime Pacheco, thank you.
My pleasure, Betsy. Thank you.
Imagine you're responsible for planning and executing wellness programs for more than 200 older adults, about 7 to 12 programs every day. Now imagine doing that during a global pandemic. It takes a lot of creativity, a lot of coordination, and a lot of patience. Sharon Lee has been Magnolia Glen's wellness director for the last 6 years. He leads a team of top-notch professionals who work tirelessly, ensuring Magnolia Glen residents are active and engaged. Sharon, welcome.
Thank you, Betsy.
Magnolia Glen switched to virtual wellness programming very early on. Let's talk about that.
So our virtual programming consisted of us stepping outside of our, I guess, normal. Of course, everybody did. So we ended up recording our own videos. We utilized YouTube as well to provide stimulation for intellectual programming. The videos that we have had of us recording have been fitness. There have been some messages of the day. There have been Sonia did Tai Chi. So there have been a variety of things that we were able to do virtually. And we even had some outside vendors who wanted to do recordings, such as our music therapy instructor, as well as our yoga instructor. So they provided us with programming so that we can display that to the residents and they can see a familiar face.
And these programs are on MGTV, we call it. What's that?
So MGTV is a platform that we use to stream in-house television. So residents, they can tune into channel 1340 and view announcements of what's going on in the community. That was the original use of it. But now, like I said, the MGTV has been used for our programming. And so that's our way of getting in contact with our residents and this moment providing successful programming.
How about one-on-one programs? How do they work?
So our one-on-one programs, they've been an opportunity for us to keep in touch with residents in a different way. We were able to provide residents with busy packets. And in those packets, it included trivia, short reads, and other games that kind of kept residents sharp mentally.
You've taken your department outside lately. Explain that for us.
Yeah, we did a few outdoor events, and it was very well received. Our first event, I think it was like a breath of fresh air. No pun intended, because it was fresh air outside. We had the String Peddlers, who is one of our favorite bands that comes to the community. One of the members of the band is actually the son-in-law of a resident that lives here. And so he and his group, they came out, they played music for the residents. We also had Two Roosters Ice Cream, their ice cream truck. They're a local. And so we wanted to support local because we know that with everything going on, a lot of companies and especially local businesses were affected. So Two Roosters provided their truck. We provided safe social distancing, and each resident got two scoops of ice cream, not just one, two scoops of ice cream, and it was delicious. We also had the Horses for Hope that came out recently, and they are a nonprofit organization that provides therapy. So they are a therapeutic horse center. And so they brought their miniature horses for residents to stand beside and pet. And it was a great experience for the residents. They enjoyed it. One other thing that we did is our cottage residents. They are kind of isolated to themselves a little bit. Some of them venture down to what they call the big house. But they pretty much stay in their cottage. And so what we want to do was provide an opportunity for them to get together, something outdoors. And so we're doing a block party. And the block party just going to have had music and food, and residents enjoyed.
So now that North Carolina is entering phase two, what can we expect now?
So as Jaime mentioned, you know, we'll do what is required by our officials. And so we're gradually incorporating things. The first thing that we've done, as I mentioned, was the outdoor programming. So we've started that. We will start back with small group classes. As long as we can keep everybody socially distant, that would be anywhere between 6 to 10, maybe 12 if we have a larger room. We're requiring residents to wear masks, and we'll continue on because that social part is something that residents have been missing, and we have been missing, honestly, for a long time. So it will be gradual, and, you know, if need be, we will stop that or cut it back. But we're making sure we're also sanitizing and doing the proper precautions.
What have you found so far to been challenging during this time?
I'd say challenging would be not seeing the residents and having that interaction with them. My team has definitely been affected by it. So it's a good thing that we've had these recent events. But the other thing is learning technology a little bit more because we've had to record our own videos. So that was indeed a challenge, learning how to post those videos and present it to the residents, learning sound quality, providing the right angles. You know, I think we created our own news crew here, and I think we can go out and cover some news if we need it to.
How about success stories? What has worked well for you?
I would say our biggest success would be actually executing these videos, because again, we've come a long way from just someone holding a camera to getting a tripod and getting a boom mic and making it all happen and being able to continue to provide some type of programming for residents. I've heard many times residents are appreciative of what we're doing, what we have done, and they know it takes a lot of work and effort, and so they're appreciative. So that is definitely rewarding to hear that from residents, that the hard work that me and my team have done is being appreciated.
Do you see any of these changes that you've made becoming permanent and staying with us for a while?
I definitely do. And the utilization of MGTV and the utilization from the resident side, it has been a great response. And I think we can use that on weekend programming when it's a little bit slower, holiday programming when we may have a little less going on in the community. So it now that we know that and we have that extra tool, we can use that in many different ways. For residents that don't necessarily get out of the apartment as much, we can use this as well and stream it into their apartment. So if they want to do Tai Chi, they can do Tai Chi in their apartment. And if there's a trivia, they can do the trivia along with us. So that is something I foresee continuing to happen even after we're through this.
Sharon Lee, thank you.
Thank you, Betsy.
And thank you for listening. We hope you join us next time for Magnolia Conversations.